I pray that I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm not sure how much fun the examiners had this year reading exam scripts and spotting howling mistakes, but I think school teachers probably have more fun. A friend of mine is a teacher in a local primary school and is always telling me about the latest mistakes the children have made in their exams. Religious education exams are particularly ripe for misunderstandings. Christians only have one wife, wrote one boy, and this is called monotony. A girl who'd been studying English religious history also had an interesting comment. Henry VIII liked Wolsey so much, he made him a cardigan. Well, history might have been a bit different if he had. But when it comes to faith, of course, many of us trip over our words and feel we are getting it pretty wrong. People seem to believe more than we do. Others seem so confident in faith. The liturgy seems so certain, and I feel so uncertain. I think once I try to start explaining what I believe or don't, I might sound ridiculous. I think there may be something to religion's take on life, but frankly, I haven't got the time to pursue it much, and it all feels a bit distant. Well, I'm not sure, of course, but I guess that summarizes most of us in here now, in one way or another. So thank God for St. Thomas, often called Doubting Thomas, but who I prefer just to call Honest Thomas, the one who spoke his mind, who dared to voice his question, who didn't mind admitting he wasn't part of the groupthink. We remember him on the 3rd of July, but in some places he's remembered on the 21st of December, the shortest day and the longest night, reminding everyone of the long night of unbelief and doubt that Thomas remained in for so long. Later, of course, the tradition is that Thomas went to India to preach the gospel and eventually died as a result of a spear pushed into his heart. The red vestments today honour his blood. St. Thomas is now the patron saint of, amongst others, architects, Sri Lanka, stone cutters, and, because of his spiritual short-sightedness, the blind. It's all a bit unfair on Thomas, I feel. I can't help but think a bit of projecting or scapegoating is going on here. Are people of faith people of certainty? Is that what faith means, to be certain somehow? I just don't think faith can be certainty. It is faith, which is not an agreed, signed document, but a relationship that is seeking trust. And faith knows that our flickering communion with God so often deepens through things that unravel us and our securities. God, as it were, does not answer all our questions, but God does question all our answers. As the poet Yehuda Amichai puts it, from the place where we are right, flowers will never grow in the spring. The place where we are right is hard and trampled like a yard. But doubts and loves dig up the world like a mole, a plough, and a whisper will be heard in the place where the ruined house once stood. Of course, all of us want some certainty in our lives, but the scriptures make it clear that those who have begun the spiritual adventure will sometimes need to surrender that need for the sake of our growth. Certainty talks and likes words and dotted lines, but faith will wait, remaining on guard, discerning signs and parables, listening to a silence poised. Certainty often looks for regimentation. Faith can be lonely. It knows holiness means being separated somehow. Certainty is reassuring. Faith is forever placing you on an edge. Certainty can order, even normalize God. Faith knows that cannot be done, and, as it were, puts the odd back into God. Certainty urges us to relate to ideas. Faith knows ideas can get in the way, embraces paradox, puzzlement. Faith is unafraid of rigorous criticism because it will not stand for half-truths. Faith continually is making way for births to new perceptions, helping us grow by breaking down our walls, our so certain walls, often of defense. A friend of mine is a great American preacher, and she once wrote to me, "I have learned things in the dark that I could never have learned in the light. Things that have saved my life over and over again, so that there is really only one logical conclusion. I need darkness as much as I need light." That darkness of not being able to see reminds us that clinging to a quick clarity, an easy answer, or to some soundbite knowledge that makes you feel better or superior somehow, are never the places of spiritual growth. Living faithfully can include thinking critically. Faith does not demand a loss of integrity. It shapes it. "It is not as a child that I believe and confess Jesus Christ," said Dostoevsky. "My Hosanna is born of a furnace of doubt." Perhaps then, on St. Thomas's Day, now not in December, but in summer light, we can pray in the words of that Norwegian poet, Olav Hauge. "Don't give me the whole truth. Don't give me the sea for my thirst. Don't give me the sky when I ask for light. But give me a glint, a dewy wisp, a mote, as the birds bear water drops from their bathing, and the wind a grain of sand."